Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, What Are We Learning? And the reading is from the Gospel of John.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. What are we learning? In this farewell to his disciples, according to John, Jesus presents the world as a place of hate, into which he sends his friends as his consecrated representatives. As he speaks to them, so he speaks to us. Is our world a place of hate? As COVID-19 rages over our planet and enormous numbers of people become its victims, what is the message to us? In today's scripture, Jesus refers several times to the name that the Father gave him, and he asks that those he loves be protected in that name, quote, so that they may be one just as we are one. Isn't that name another word for the mission that he has given his friends as he sends them into the world? Doesn't he give us the same mission? And can't we call it by the name relationship? Father Dermot Omurchu, in quantum theology, says that relationships are the embryonic web of all life forms. Jesus' words are simpler, so that they may be one. If there is anything that most strongly characterizes the effect of COVID-19 on our lives, it is the distance that we must keep from other people. To some, this means the lack of relationship. But isn't it true that relationships have come to mean more to us now than when we took them for granted? This includes relationships with those we never knew, the compassionate strangers that we learn about from TV, healthcare workers who can't seem to get the equipment promised to them, but who continue to spend their lives for those who need them. Small business people waiting in vain for the financial help the government guaranteed. Immigrants who are despised because they believed Emma Lazarus's words, give me your tired, your poor. A prayer that I read recently sums up my feelings toward COVID-19. Quote, Merciful Father, I know that you did not cause this virus, but I do not ask that you take it away until we have learned its lessons. One, we need an infusion of compassion because so many people desperately need compassion, and like masks and other essential equipment, there has not been enough to go around. Two, we need to examine our values to discover if we have ranked profit and power ahead of kindness, and greed ahead of the willingness to give away what we do not need. Three, as this virus prowls our earth, we need to wonder if its destructive activity is related to our destructive activity of pirating our oceans, stripping our rainforests, polluting our air with fossil fuel, and ignoring the balance upon which you, Father, created our universe. Did this imbalance that we created free a hungry species to feed on our planet's life, on our lives. May this virus be our teaching moment, Father, and may we learn well.